Please turn to Zechariah chapter 1. Zechariah chapter 1 from verse 1 to verse 6. Zechariah chapter 1 verse 1 to 6. In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah the prophet, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, saying, "The Lord was very angry with your fathers. Therefore, say to them, thus say the Lord of hosts, return to me, declare the Lord of hosts, that I may return to you, say the Lord of hosts." Verse 4, "Do not be like your fathers, to whom the former prophets proclaimed, saying, thus say the Lord of hosts, return now from your evil ways and from your evil deeds. But they did not listen. Give heed to me, declared the Lord." Verse 5, "Your fathers, where are they? And the prophet, do they live forever?" Verse 6, "But did not my words and my statutes, which I commanded my servants, the prophets, overtake your fathers? Then they repent and said, as the Lord of hosts purposed to do to us in accordance with our ways and our deeds, so he has to deal with us." I think most of the book of prophets, we can turn it, and we find out this word, "return to me." Sometimes we think that why these people so stubborn, and why these people such a foolish in their life. Even God sending so many prophets, keep on declare the word of God, and ask them to return to the Lord, but we find out they do not return to God. Then we find out our life, because we have a flesh, we have very stubborn natures. When I look at myself, also, I'm very stubborn nature. Many times, instead of rely on God, I find out myself. Also, I rely on myself. Even sometimes, the holy work too. Trying to follow my own understanding instead of the God's way. Then I learned that that's a human nature. I hope that we always remind ourselves, return to the Lord. Whatever we do, because we are human beings, so sometimes we make a mistake. This is a given. Mistake itself is not, we can say this is not a good thing yet. That's our nature. It's our weakness. But return to the Lord is the wisdom of God. Every time that we can fear of God, we really show our reverence to God. This is our attitude to be as a Christian. Sometimes we are very capable. Sometimes we think our knowledge is enough to handle our life. Then we forget about that. Our true God, He is the one lead our life. He is the one to help our life, to watch over our life. And so, I find out because history is repeated. All these kind of the book of the Zechariah, this about BC, 500s around, and Micah also is about 700 BC's stories. But 2,700 years ago, but at that time, the Israelites, their attitude. And now, at this time, our attitude, is there something different? I think it's the same thing. So human natures never changed. Histories always repeated. So hope that we Christians, at this kind of occasions, we come to the Lord throughout the week while we pray to God. We can reflect ourselves. What kind of attitude that I have? Truly, my heart is ready to submit to God. Truly, my heart is open to God. My heart is really trusting God only. So we can reflect ourselves. That we can, if we have a history, there is the sin is within us. So we can cleanse ourselves, so that we can return to God. During the time of Jesus, when the first thing, the John the Baptist and the Jesus, his way to preach the gospel is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, the word is returned to the Lord. Repent, in other words, we can choose the word, we can say born again Christians. Of course, many of you, when you are baptized in the name of Jesus, maybe you cannot remember. I myself also, before 1 year reached, I baptized. I cannot remember when did I baptize. But my parents told me, you baptize. So, I baptize. Yeah. So many of us, we just understood that, I baptized. But some of you, because you converted Christians from outside the Gentile, you come to the Lord, so you baptize, you remember the day. How wonderful the day, God washed away your sins. I think that day you can determine yourself. I want to be a Christian. I want to be a new person. And because our human natures, determinations easily to be melted away. Sometimes we can determine something, but it doesn't go last long. How many of you truly, finish from the Genesis chapter 1 all the way to a book of Revelation? Of course, we read the Genesis chapter 1 many times because that's a New Year's resolution. So, because Genesis chapter 1. I hope because we can... I just look at myself when... last July, I find out my glucose is 480. I shocked. At the beginning, I didn't shock. But later, I shocked. You know why? Because I didn't understand what the 480 means. I didn't know. So one thing I find out, it's just thirsty. And also, the afternoon is so sleepy. And last night, I slept well. But how come today, sleepy again? And then... I don't understand what it means. Not enough strength. What's going on with me? And during the student speech convocation in Houston, one brother came to me, and he heard about it. You kind of same symptom that I had. What is it? Diabetics. Diabetics. I thought it's diabetes. Far from me, I thought. And he just bring the, check my blood, find out. You have to see the doctor. Say, why? I say, you just, it shows a 480. It's very high. You know that? I don't know. You know, because diabetic is a silent killer. So. It's not much of pain. Only thing is very tiresome. That's all. And then later, that afternoon, I find out the website. I start researches. And then I got shocked. This is a 480, it means. And then, so sometimes we find out in our life, sometimes we think that this much is okay. This much is okay. Sometimes we do not understand the silent killers, which is the sin. They were coming into our life. At the beginning, it seems it's not much a big deal within our life. So it's okay to together. It's okay. We don't want to change our life really. But this much is okay. stick to in our life together, then eventually killing us. You know, like a diabetic is it's coming in, the glucose is higher than goes into the nerve. I mean the blood vessel inside and going in. But if the blood vessel is thinner, then it can clogging there. So they ruin the sensitiveness. Eventually, that part end up to be trouble. Then it's problems. So which is a side effect is killing diabetics. The same thing, sin, when coming into our life, our heart, it stick into us. At the beginning, it's not much weight. You know, I can carry. It's okay. I still go to Saturday. I can repent. Then maybe it's okay. And then go back to the sin again. And it seems so. But at the same time, we do not have experience of the true power of the Holy Spirit. We do not have experience of the strength of the Holy Spirit. We can tell our life is getting weaker. Somehow we read the Bible in a sense. Somehow we kneel down and pray to God. Yet the prayer is not that much of moving my heart. There's no such kind of the Spirit of God initiate our heart. Then sometimes what's going on? Maybe it's okay. I still go to church. I still do the RE, as a teacher, so I can teach them. I know the Bible knowledge is enough to go to heaven, so maybe this much is enough. Sometimes we think that. But once we truly find out the power of sin, that we have to shock them. We have to shock them. Because the sin is such a powerful enough to kill the person is very easily, our spiritual life. It is not that hard. We went over the Adam and Eve when God created them, put it inside of the Garden of Eden. I think their life at the beginning, they're so comfortable, and everything is provided. So Adam and Eve, they're kind of comfortable life. So they think God is always with them, they think. But when Eve commits sin, and they open the eyes, it's too late already. And then also Adam commits sins. They feel already the distance from God. God cast them out of the Garden of Eden. They lost the true joy after all. Why we are so struggling in our life nowadays? Because we have to restore. Restoring the Garden of Eden. This is the process of restoring the Garden of Eden. So entire Bible story is a lost paradise, restoring the paradise. I think that's the whole entire Bible. Why we spend the whole week, we come to the Lord here this week. Is that because of we only increase the knowledge itself? Or we want to change ourselves? You and I, we want to be a reborn again Christians? Or just half Christians? If we have a two master within our heart, it's okay, half side holding the word, half side God. But still kind of balance. Maybe this is the balance we think. I think during the time of the Micah's. At that time, the life is continue getting to prosper at that times. When Aram and the northern kingdom was destroyed, actually certain kingdom at that times, they're very comfortable at that times. They're considered as a stage of the prosperings at that times. But yet, they cannot get away the idol in their life. So this idol eventually ruined entire whole nations. So Micah, he come up to stand up to, he pointed out the sin of Israel. And also the sin of religious leaders. It's just like me, you know. And when I look at the true Jewish church, is it your problem or my problems? And then I have to repent. Before you repent, I should have repented. And also that at that time, during the Micah, their selfishness. Because the people, they know themselves only. They do not take care of the people who need. So the Micah just pointed out that these three kind of group of people. So let them to repent. To coming back to God. So return to God. So restoring his true kingdom. But people do not listen. People do not listen. I hope that this young generation, you and I, let us we can return to God, listen to Him truly. During the time of John the Baptist, and during the time of Jesus, how many people listen to the Word of God? Because the Word of God seems like it's not interest. We know the John chapter 6, when Jesus feed the 5,000. Yes, many people, multitude, the Bible says, follow Jesus. But later on, he changed to the Word as the spiritual fruit, a spiritual food. Many people just losing their interest, they walk away from the Jesus. But those are disciples. They're willing to stick to there. They want to follow Jesus Christ. Yes, nowadays also, 21st century, we don't know how many people truly we can follow the Lord Jesus to the end time. We have to wake up. We have to wake up. We have to return to God. We're supposed not to our life to be assimilated. We can say conformed, do not to be conformed to this word, conform. Is it conform? Conform is conform. Is it? Sometimes it's just a word, it seems to look like. Yeah, it is true. Do not be conform to this word. He said, do not be conform to this word. Conform is like, in a sense, like assimilating. You see that some person, you want to be like that person. See? And at the beginning, we come to the United States, the people, you know, at the beginning, the people say, oops, and they say, Excuse me. Say, why did they say, what is it? Oops? Because you know, in Korea, we doesn't say that. If we hit them, they just look at each other. But they say, you know, oops. And you know what happened after 10 years without knowing myself? Later, I visited Korea, and then there's a street. So many people it hit. Oops. Why did I do it? Without knowing that, I myself adopted already the lifestyle in the United States. Without knowing that. The later on, I visited Korea. There's many, you know, friends and church friends and people in the church and big brothers before. Some of friends and, you know, the pastor there. And then, hi, brothers. Oh, you're pastors? They call me pastor. Oh, are you pastor? Very different. And also, the mentality is different. After 16 years, I visited Korea. Korea is different. At that time, my whole family visited. I talked to my wife, saying, I want to go home. Because Korea is not my home. It's very strange. So I helped us three places, speech convocation. I come back. And then I came to L.A. And the airplanes arrived in the L.A. airport. I said, oh, this is a home. But yet, I realized this is not my home yet, too. Because there's so many Caucasians, so many different people. They speak English. I realize L.A. is not belongs to me too. Christians, we have to find out where we belongs to. Where we belongs to. Otherwise, we lose our identity. We're losing our identity. We follow the other people's. You know the teenage problems? They like to follow the music. And I talked to the, just later, I mean the before, I talked to a brother Liu Yang about, you know, music. Because for me, because now this music is noisy, so I don't listen anyway. But there's relics and the things, a lot of satanic, and all the worldly, secular in the world within there, so brainwashed ourselves without knowing. Sometimes we think that, you know, oh, this much is okay. Maybe because before you listen to the music, maybe two, three times, after this speech convocation, only two times, it's okay, because one time discount, it's still okay, God loves me because I, you know, I can change a little bit, you know. No, return to the Lord is transforming our life. That's why Romans chapter 12 verse 2 said, do not be conformed to this word, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's a return to the Lord. If we do not return to the Lord, the judgment is come upon to us. Do not abuse the word of God as a, like an excuse, which is as you know, God is always a merciful God. You know, there's many times a pastor says, and they're just talking about the, they scare us, you know, the judgments, and but God is a merciful God. Yes, God is a merciful God. God is a very, we can say, unconditional love to the showing us. But when we return to Him, just like in the morning I mentioned it, if we do not return to Him, there's no mercy. The final judgment's only waiting for us. We have to be serious this issue. Our life should be serious enough. We are not trying to born in this world, you know. We come to this comfortable country to be like other peoples. You don't have any goal for your life. We should have a goal for Christians, especially the young generations. And I guess when I was I ordained in 1999 December. I just thought about it. At that time, when all the men, because in the midst of lay on hands to ordain at that time, I was shedding the tears. I wanted my life to really give up to God. But later I find out, I tried to compromise in a way. I find it. Then I say, wow, I have to return to God. Just start, you know, the story, I just go back to the, you know, this diabetic. After I find out 480, I have to change that. I have to change that. At that day, I just shake my head and I cannot die. I have two kids. They have to finish college. First things in my mind, they have to finish college. I have a wife. I cannot let my wife to be widowed, you know. I want to, and also I have to do this work, at least try to do my best to until the certain point. If God kill me, then I die, but you know, I supposed not to kill myself with the diabetic, you know. Yes. Then I decided to, from then I don't eat the white rice. I don't eat the bread. I don't eat the noodles. I really decided. And some of you maybe at that time the Houston church, after that meal, dinner, I talked to my wife. I don't eat this 3 hours. Wow, the meal is so great. The noodle, you know, fried noodle came. I say, ooh. I determined that. So I kept myself to myself to keep this promise for three months. And after I kept the 3 months, my life is lighter. I can tell. It helps me. You know the celery? I really hate the celery, the smell. With the mayo, it's okay, but without it, you know. The bitter melon, every meal I eat the bitter melons. And broccoli, this is one of part of my life, which is not part before me. You know, these things are, I realize that unless I truly change my diet, this diabetes will kill me. I know that. And then after these few months changed, even the coffee, now I do not put the sugar and cream because my determination is still going. But since I came yesterday, I stopped by my home. I opened the refrigerator. There's a piece of cake there. And then I just, nobody there, so I just cut a little bit. I ate it. And then later my daughter says, oh, somebody eat the cake. Somebody eat the cake. So I didn't confess this. And then she came to me, Daddy, it's you, right? Just a little bit. Because why I just telling this story is sin is such kind of attracted. Same thing like that. You know, I realized after I cut the sugar, how much I intake everyday sugar, I find it. Once I went to Chicago, I go to my shopping myself for the stop for the in the market. Not much to eat, actually. But yet, I only can find out the healthy food. Then my life is blessed. Our life is the same things. Return to God. How we can think about the return to God? Only just, you know, once a year we come here one whole week as the day or, you know, the great of the atonement. So the whole week repent, cleanse yourself. And then the whole next year, the new year, start with go back to enjoy your life with the two sides. No. we have to transform, renewing our mind. I hope we have this kind of determination. Hope that Jesus, your life, our life, because our life, this true Jesus Church, is really depends on our faith, depends on our determination, depends on our commitment. You and I, that's what's important. My life is too late, but at least your life, you're on the way. Hopefully God is with you. And throughout this whole week, God change your heart. And God transform our heart so that you can be the truly, become a column of this true church to be. That's my wish to you.